Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Big Club members, listeners, and all of those thinking big by listening to Think Big Radio. Once again, I am thankful for the positive feedback and hope to continually encourage you as you have encouraged me. I would like to thank our past week's guests and the insight they not only shared about their businesses, but lives as well. Of course, if you missed any of the live interviews, they are available for your listening pleasure at thinkbigradio.com. I am glad you liked last week's Sunday segment, Inspirational Insights, Let the Balloon Go, You Are Never Broke, and I hope you continue to build regardless of known environment. This week's Inspirational Insights is called Plant Seeds. Just like you have to build regardless of known environment by working relentlessly toward your goal, you change your environment by the seeds you plant. The same type of seeds that you can use to transform your backyard into a garden is the same principle that is followed to change your financial environment. Who here can plant a seed and grow a garden in a day? Likewise, who here can take an idea and become wealthy in a day? There is a natural process that most people tend to overlook, so they become restless or just give up altogether before their idea or goal breaks through the earth. So let's try to take this principle, system of natural laws, and make sense of it in our belief systems. Let's start from almost the beginning and plant seeds. P-L-A-N-T. S-E-E-D-S. Let's break the word down and follow a plan of action. Plant. Plan. Learn. Assimilate. Nurture. Trust. We become farmers, so to say, to reap a harvest in its due time, the time of your season. For those of you who follow Scripture, look to Ecclesiastes 11th chapter, verse 6. Sow your seeds in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Multiple streams of income. Well, let's look at this morning as today, and the evening as 3, 6, 9 months from now, short-term goals. What is your plan? Your plan is in the earth, ground stages, so to say. What do you have to learn? This is choosing the seeds that best fit your purpose. Now assimilate, which is action, is placing those seeds into the earth, marketing, networking, etc. Now you must nurture those seeds, water it, make sure the sun, let's say the sun is people, can see it from all angles. You continuously prune it, getting rid of the rough edges, tweaking the tweak, so to say. The last thing is trust. Let's just call that plain old faith. Trust that everything you have done will produce your harvest in your season. If those simple steps are done, then you can expect your idea, a mustard seed, become that which it was meant to bear. Seeds. Seeing every endeavor develop success. Plant seeds and build regardless of known environment. Thanks for taking the time to listen to our Sunday segment, Inspirational Insights. We welcome your comments and ideas. This is today's host, Big, signing out. Be sure to listen in to our new guests this week and how they can benefit your business, your life. Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your business, realty, and financial needs.